Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Patrick James Royce is here. Today is October 11th. In 11 days, a friend of mine is going to turn 80 years old.
Yes.
And if I have to go to his house on my own and celebrate the party, I'm going to do it. Are we having a party?
At this point, I'm going to get somebody's going to buy me lunch at Murray's that is also celebrating his birthday that day. I don't want to name him, but
yeah.
Beyond that, I don't know what's going on, but nothing, no big bash. You know, that's the night that the Gophers play Nebraska, and I have vowed to root for PJ on my birthday. So that would be quite a event for me.
So you're starting drinking on your birthday.
No, I tell you what, I was at the Bethel game Saturday.
Yeah, how'd the stairs go?
Walking up and down the steps twice. I went up and down the steps. I walked all around the arena. I was running all over. Today I can hardly walk. My knees are killing me. I don't know what's going on.
I do. You're 79 and you're going up and down steps a lot.
Tell them all you ran the marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what you need to say. Tell everybody, Patrick, hey, I didn't want to talk about it. I ran the marathon. That's why my knees hurt a little bit.
That's right. That could have been it. What's happening to Ethiopia running? Come on. What's wrong?
I don't know.
The highest finisher was fifth. What's going on? I think we got to are we not letting them in the country? What the hell's going on here?
I think Stephen Miller's preventing the Ethiopian runners from coming in.
A local guy won it, right?
Yes.
That's not supposed to happen.
No,
anyway.
No. What is, Dave, tomorrow for the first 2 hours, what's happened to Ethiopia?
Get it down.
I think that,
a precarious
think that
state
would,
of running.
That would be great for ratings, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to call Kupchell and say, okay, you did Minneapolis, now Ethiopia.
That's true.
All right. When would Patrick Royce start J.J. McCarthy?
I would start him as soon as Carson Wentz loses the football game. But I thought Wentz played pretty good yesterday, considering, you know, that short passing game they used to get the winning touchdown was pretty neat, considering they knew he'd get killed if he tried to, with that offensive line they had, if he tried to throw anything long. But I thought that was the best Wentz has played, and I don't know. JJ is, why screw around with it? Let's face it. It's not, you're not going to have Drake May anyway. So let's not worry about it. JJ McCarthy could not carry the shoelaces. So Drake May. So let's get that straight. So
here's my scenario. Well, the way he played with, who knows on the offensive line, and they did do a good job on Garrett, right? I mean, Garrett only really got them twice, and his numbers, his ratio of success was like as low as it's been in 4 years. But that drive sealed it. For sure he starts against Philly, okay?
Yes.
Okay, then you get the Chargers 4 days later. They're not going to put McCarthy out there after a short. Then do they want him to play against the Lions on the road?
Yeah, Yeah, probably not. Although the Lions, I don't think, are fierce defensively, but they'll score some points against you. So I think it all depends upon Wentz. If he's playing good and they're hanging in there and winning a few, I think they'll keep playing him. I don't know what the hurry is. So this whole idea we've tied our wagon to him. Well, you know, it's football. Why did we let Sam Darnold go, by the way? 14 in a row, completions. He's lighting it up. Let's go. How about
Danny Dimes? I mean, Daniel Jones in Indianapolis.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, let's
see. I happened to turn on that for a moment, and they were saying that Daniel Jones gives his time here a lot of credit because O'Connell taught him stuff about quarterbacking that he didn't know before. So that's good for that's A, not good for the Giants.
That's what I was just going to say.
It's good for O'Connell.
Yeah. So, Dable was supposed to be some offense guru himself. I'm seeing when the Vikings get the Ravens.
You know what, Dable? You know, I was looking at Dable, though.
Yeah.
I think he can get a job with ice when he when he's done coaching because he's about the right girth, isn't he, for a fat-ass ice guy chasing somebody down.
You know what he looks like? He looks like Childress's fat cousin who shows up. You know, for a Thanksgiving celebration.
Yeah, I think he'd be a good ice guy.
JJ gets the Ravens and Bears back to back. That's what I'm thinking. All right.
Okay, how about the Ravens, man?
Oh,
that was the best looking football team I'd ever seen for three quarters against Buffalo, and then they kicked that game away, and now Lamar's hurt, and they have no defense, and they stink.
They are.
Last night I turned that game on. And it was like 10 minutes to go. There weren't 50 people left in the
it was
stadium.
Embarrassing.
They failed, man.
They
unbelievable.
Bailed. Okay, let's get to 20 years ago. 20 years ago, the Love Boat was discovered. The experience of the fellas just enjoying a bye week. I mean, I would think this is another week where they should have fun with it. But did you see how Van Ginkle's wife was responding on Twitter suggesting that some of the guys actually started talking about it? And then when they explained to some of the fellas who are not quite familiar with it, the thoughts of going on the boat ended right then and there.
Yes, right. Well, you know, this is the exact day of the boat ride, not all the good stuff.
Oh, that's right. The boat ride itself. You're right. Yep.
The stuff that followed was even better. Of course, the famous Dante press conference when the late lovable Gene Harrington asked the first question and said, Dante, you want to talk about the Bears or the boat?
Yeah.
What do you think he's going to say, Gino? The whole room screamed at him, Gino, what are you doing? And then what was Burke's absolute quote? What's wrong with our strippers?
That's it. It's a great line. I will say another prominent former Viking, you know, I may have called off the record, basically said the same thing, said, you know, we didn't go quite as far as those guys. We had some fun. We also believed in our town strippers. That's what the exact quote of this guy, too.
Well, and, you know, as you well know, for 4 or 5 years, they'd been doing that for years.
Yes.
Having the big
Correct.
Bi-week party, but they would rent out bars downtown, close the doors.
Yes,
and,
right. A little privacy.
And the staff would get generous tips, to make up for some untoward behavior that was taking place.
Power washers. I think they would get those.
You know, and if they hadn't decided to urinate in Gladys Kravitz's yard, they would have never.
You're probably right.
They would have never got caught, right? Didn't some woman see these guys all whizzing behind a tree and what a great moment, though.
Oh, my God.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're Alan Almos, do you have fun with it today? If you're running it, would you?
Heck yes, but I don't know. If, you know, people love the Vikings so much, but yeah, I would. Are they still going out there, by the way? Are they still going on Madison Lane?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they are. So I was thinking of other infamous moments in either Minnesota history or sports history. Here's a couple I thought of on the sports side. The Williams Arena fight. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
January 25th, 1972. Right?
How about our guy Ontario Smith and the Whizinator?
I can tell you a story about that.
Sure.
I was off that day, and they called me up. Glenn Trevier, the boss, called me up and said, Seifert has a story about Ontario Smith trying to get through airport security with a Whizinator. And we don't have anybody writing a column for tomorrow. And I said, could you explain this to me again, please?
Yes.
And he said, explain it to me. And I said, I would give you $500 to write this column. You know? And don't worry about that. I can't pay you enough to have the right to write this column. That was
I got a couple more in sports. How about Burt's single finger salute as he was saying goodbye to all of us?
And Calvin. That's... saying goodbye to Calvin, but Calvin was in Orlando. He didn't know he was.
Yes.
I got a story on that, too. Afterwards, we're around Bert, and Bert and I weren't getting along too well at that time. referred to Calvin as a fat bleeper. And then he pointed at me and said, and there's another one. So that made me kind of.
Yeah, well, including Calvin's speech in Waseca.
Yeah, that's when that was
78,
the last Saturday
right?
of the season in 78, right?
Yep. 78? Yeah, that's
that was unbelievable.
Think about if that happened now, Patrick.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't have made it through the week.
No.
The best part of that was, you know, they formed the committee. Foxy, Burns, Clark, and Bruce were going to have the committee that was now going to run the Twins and kind of move Calvin out. And about 3 weeks later, Calvin disbanded the committee.
Yeah.
took over again. But that was... he got too much Dubonnet in him that night.
Oh, my God. Probably. And then I could give you separate incidents, but I just decided to go J.R. Ryder's entire career.
Yes. That's
the pipes. My father ready to fight Jack McCloskey at the opening press conference.
Yeah, I would say Sid Moments. That might be runner-up to Sid and Hedrick screaming at each other when Denny's standing up there as the new coach of the Vikings.
The Hedrick one, I'm listening on a payphone in Boston. I'm getting ready to call a game. And Barrero puts me on hold and goes, your father's about to get in a fight.
With Hedrick, it was great. It was great. Denny standing up to the second ever black coach in the history of the NFL. We're celebrating and Sid and Hedrick are calling each other names. It was fantastic.
And then the ironic thing is that the next 2 years I did the Denny Green show, and every other time he said, God, your father's. He's on my ass all the time. And then as soon as Selena and Kurt wrote the story, he saw that opening and jumped right in.
He and Denny became big pals.
Became good pals. And the non-sports one I'll mention, then we got to go, John Grunseth and a pool party.
Oh, yeah. That was, I think that was a McEnroe special, right?
Yes.
Paul McEnroe special.
He is missed. All right, I got to go. We're doing something on your birthday. Let's go. Come on.
Okay. See ya. Goodbye.
Patrick, 252 CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.